Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
It is Friday, the 8th of January, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, we're continuing with our look back at new local songs from 2020. Today we'll hear from Rat Silo, Culture Shock, Madeline Reed, Lauren Porter, Red Herring, and many, many more. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So, howdy. How you doing? Happy New Year. We've had a week already, a week of 2021. And I think, I don't know if I can put up with any more. Oh, help me. No, things are going to be great. Things are going to be really good. So we're going to continue on with playing some of our favorite songs from the past year. Some great local artists submitting their tunes to us. And if you want to get on that bandwagon, if you've got some music and you would like to have it heard on CITR, you know, it's pretty easy to do. All you got to do is send it to our music director, who is Dora, and her email address is music@citr.ca. And all you have to do is send in, you can either send MP3s or WAV files or a streaming link, and then information about you, who you are, where you're from, what you're doing. Now, we are, of course, most interested in local stuff, Canadian releases, but we listen to everything, and we get some wild stuff from all around the world. So if you or you know somebody that has some music that they want to be heard on CITR, all you got to do is send us an email, music@citr.ca. If you go to our website, which is citr.ca, and click on the submissions button on the menu on the right, upper right-hand corner, that's got all the details on how to get things to Dora. And the crack team of CITR music volunteers who listen to your stuff and catalog it and organize it so that we have easy access to it. And we're really grateful for all the work that they do. So let's get right to it. Last week, of course, we followed the first half of the year, all our favorite selections that were sent to us from January to June. Now we're getting into the second half. And we'll start off with this one. In July, we heard this song from Rat Silo.
Thank you.
about you, running my mouth about you, talking to anger, bet you think this song's about you. See me smiling, but don't get comfortable. You. I never talk about you, running my mouth about you, talking to anger, bet you think this song's about you. See me smiling, but don't get comfortable. If you're owning you, my anger could be quick substitute. The advantage was your time is due. You owe me love, you owe me time, memories overdue. Old news reporting back life to you. You told me stop and drop it, rude girl, who this? I'm on the bill and not Clinton. Give me my mic and my real song. Some color day I call it you, cause you know who you are, that's true. I already have my music. Hey, I got anger and pain in my brain, scars and tears inked up by this pain.
This year, Touchstone Theater and Artistic Director Roy Surrett have invited artists to imagine, express, and articulate the seismic shift experienced when creating in isolation. Seismic Shift is an opportunity for playwrights to reimagine their creative process in a digital space by creating solo performance in our new reality. Productions are shared digitally through Touchstone's YouTube channel, and you can watch them for free. Touchstone's first Seismic Shift production is I Know I'm Supposed to Love You, written by and starring up-and-coming playwright Norman Young, directed by Daniela Atencia, with cinematography by Zach Whitcomb. In this solo production, Young plays a writer confronting his next chapter of his life by explaining to his future child why they were born. It's a reason the child might not appreciate. I Know I'm Supposed to Love You is a metaphysical meditation on aging and loss, but really it's simply a love letter to family. As Young himself says, there's no hiding the fact that the Chinese family dynamic runs through the project's veins. Although this project is rooted in his own life, he is indeed playing a character. It's the best way to be honest with enough distance to be critical. Or as he says himself, this thing is pretty meta. I Know I'm Supposed to Love You, written and performed by Norman Young, is now available to watch online for free at touchstonetheater.com.
adjust the scales and mystify. Then the tide of the mind will shine. The divine, the design you will find is an open line. The stars of the night will amplify. Where the taste of the light will clarify. Any doubt you will find, any route you will climb. Any chase in the race for the peace that you find. I'ma show you mine and let's see yours. Show me your cracks where the light surely pours. Silently the work endures. Silently the light explores. Quiet as the flutter of an angel's wings. And when they touch your heart, the soul knows the same.
Na dikha wo chalte chalte yu kadam kadam pe so ki na dikha wo chalte chalte yu kadam kadam pe so ki koi qatl le ho raha koi qatl le ho raha hai
mind. Lift the veils off the sky. Lift the veils, it's time to fly. Lift the veils off your eyes. Lift the veils off your mind. Lift the veils off the sky. Lift the veils, it's time to fly.
Cosechando ritmos, colores y
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Taking, give me more of that modern medication. The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
We'll be right back.
Wet Ink Collective, a writer-driven initiative aimed at supporting women and female-identifying creative writers, invites film, television, play, and web series writers to join Script Intensive 2021 with Lisa Lafferty. It happens on Sundays or Tuesdays from 10 a.m. till 1:30 p.m. via Zoom, starting on the 10th of January. Wet Ink Collective is an equitable, diverse, and inclusive organization, and you can find out more information by going to wetinkcollective.ca.
ATIRA Women's Resource Society supports women and children impacted by violence by building and operating a range of safe, affordable housing and related support services, including childcare centers. ATIRA has housing and programs across the Lower Mainland. Our feminism is inclusive and intersectional. We envision a world free of inequalities where everyone's human rights are respected and where women and girls have the right to participate fully and effectively in all of the decisions that affect their lives. To find out how you can help, please visit our website at atira.bc.ca or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Free of Violence.
TCR.
TR. 101.9
FM broadcasting
live from
Vancouver, Musqueam
Territory
in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada.
so hard. I take a little sugar in my tea. I told you, but you never.
To prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips for managing your mental health while working from home, in self-isolation, quarantined, having to be home due to loss of employment, or just having to be home more than usual, according to @counselingforallseasons on Instagram. Try to create a structure or routine for your day. Structure helps us feel a sense of normalcy and control, and this is especially important during a time with a lot of unknowns. Routines do not have to be about productivity. Take a nap, go for a walk, or read a book. Remember to have regular meals and hydrate. This can add to a regular routine, and both of these can contribute to mood changes. If it's possible, get outside. If it's possible, get outside or open your windows. Fresh air and natural light can be beneficial to mental health. Don't be afraid to go outside. Just make sure you're observing basic social distancing. Stick to a sleep routine. Both lack of sleep and excess sleep can increase anxiety and depression. Keep up with personal hygiene and chores. Skipping personal hygiene routines can affect our moods, so try to shower, etc., even though you're not going out. Keeping your space tidy and clean can help with mental health, but it'll also contribute to preventing the spread of COVID-19. It's two birds, one stone. Remember to connect with loved ones. We might not be able to see people face to face, but that doesn't mean that those relationships are any less meaningful or important. Connection is vital to our mental health, especially in times that can feel full of despair.
where life is very dull. Jammed like slugs in Tupperware, it's squirming to get sick of sucking news out of the eyeballs and the nostrils. Second-hand sensations just have never been enough. Longs to meet another brain without the use of buffers. Dreaming, scheming, screaming for some unimpeded love.
Losing out the brain.
Against mine, a lips touch lips and nerve ends me. Contact,
single, single, single.
Brains are still so far apart. Oh, cruel separation, telegraphing loneliness through miles and miles up. Sick of sucking love out of the earlobes and the tongue. Our brains move. Against each other and to men.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM
in Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
I'm
We show our strength in different ways. And this is real, it ain't a lie. We gotta live before we die. You don't need someone to set you free. Look out, here comes destiny. Time to be who we were meant to be. Relax.
Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Rat Silo, Missy D, Halak, Alvera Rojas, Fion, The Pierce Kingans, Crack Cloud, Brutal Poodle, Culture Shock, Madeline Reed, Lauren Porter, Red Herring, Yukon Blonde, and Sandra May Lux. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, CreateAStir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 o'clock right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And you can also find us on Player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2 and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.